Hello?
Hi. Hello, this is Rick from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and this service is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
I am.
Oh, thank you. And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Now, this November, there will be an election for you as president or other offices. How certain are you to vote? Like, very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
Very certain.
Thank you. And first of all, how would you rate the job a Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to its students? Like, excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I haven't been involved in the Cherry Creek School District for quite some time. I don't know. When I was, it was excellent.
Oh, I understand. Now, do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low, given the quality and level of services provided?
I think it's about right.
Thank you. Now, the school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve a new school bond for building projects across the district. If approved, this bond money will be used to increase school security, construct new schools, and make repairs and renovations on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings, and also expand technical job skills training that prepares students to fill today's high-paying, in-demand jobs. Knowing that a bigger bond means being able to do more skilled buildings and also renovation projects, please answer if you will vote yes or no to each of the following three bond options that I will give you, okay? Okay, the first one, $750 million bond at a cost of $1.97 per month in a higher property taxes equal to 23.61 cents a year for every 100,000 of home value, will have some of the school building projects. Will vote yes or no to that?
You know what? I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Now, the option two, $850 million bond at a cost of $2.29 per month in higher property taxes equal to $27.43 a year for every 100,000 of home value, which will pay for many but not all new school building projects needed. How about that? Would you vote yes or no to that?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. And the option three is a $950 million bond at a cost of $2.44 per month in higher property taxes equal to $29.31 a year for every 100,000 of home value, which will meet all of the school buildings and other service expansion needs of the district. How about that? Would you vote yes or no to that one?
I don't know.
Thank you for your answer. Next, and thank you again for taking the time for this. We are halfway there, okay? I appreciate your time.
Okay.
Lastly, on this topic.
I'm working on a project, so I can't spend much more time.
Oh, it's very quick. It's very quick, and I think we're almost done, okay? Lastly, on this project, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demands for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increased teacher pay, at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value, would you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
I probably would, yes.
Thank you. And following up, Opponents to tax increase bailout issues may say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration overhead costs, and low-performing schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, maybe somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statement?
I somewhat disagree.
Thank you. And lastly, here are some statements supported of passing Cherry Creek School District bailout measures might give us a reason for voting yes. Okay. Please read each of us neither very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive reason for you to vote yes to raise property taxes to fund projects and improvements at CCSD schools. First one said, despite recent increases in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for K-12 schools. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's bailout issues if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teacher pay. Is that very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive?
It's somewhat persuasive.
Okay, thank you. Now, expanding Cherry Creek's innovation campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying in-demand job, such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or others that demand technology skills. This is not only provide the skilled workers needed today in the Denver Metro, but turns the students into productive tax-paying citizens. Will that be very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive to you?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, what? I'm sorry.
Somewhat persuasive, you asked me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Now, passing the mill levy bailout issue means being able to increase teachers and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competing neighboring school districts in keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing our schools to meet the students' need. Would that be very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, but not persuasive as well?
That would be somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. And now, CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status as one of the best school districts in the state. Voters will continue to support the district bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking the voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements. Will that be very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, but not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
Okay. School buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. Will that be very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. Adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners. How about that? Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive?
Somewhat persuasive.
Okay. Continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. What do you think about that one?
Very persuasive.
Thank you. And passing the bond provides the funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first-of-a-kind aspiring educator program. This program is a strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek, as it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teacher educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come. providing a secure and stable educational environment for our students. Do you think that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Somewhat persuasive.
Okay. Thank you. And after hearing all of this information, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for a school building repairs and replacement, expanded space to meet demands for technical jobs, skill training, and also school security needs, as well as hire teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase their teachers' pay, at combined costs of $3 a month equal $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value, would you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
I would probably vote yes.
Understood. Okay, well, just to finish right now, what is your gender?
Female.
Thank you. And your age?
I don't give that out.
Oh, you can give me an approximate if you want as well. It doesn't have to be the exact.
I'm over 50.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 or under?
No.
Thank you. Do you have any grandchildren who attend Cherry Creek School District schools?
No.
And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race?
Asian.
I'm sorry?
Asian.
Thank you. Okay, well, that's basically it. I really thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you taking the time to answer this for me. And that will be it. Your answers are very important. And I hope you have a nice evening.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.